I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. In February of 1892, the International Boundary Survey took to the field in El Paso, Texas, given the task to relocate the existing frontier line between the two countries west of the Rio Grande. Out of that endeavor came several reports, including one by Edgar Mierens on the mammals of the boundary. Stations utilized in the survey are described and give us a bit of a picture of how educated outsiders saw the region. Regarding El Paso, Mierens wrote, "The Franklin and Mulleros Mountains close in upon the Rio Grande, several miles above El Paso, that town occupying the upper portion of a desert lake basin, which extends down the river to the Quitman Mountains, where it again enters a canyon. This basin is sandy, arid, and sterile, except on the river flats, which are alluvial and very productive where irrigation has been effected. The valley is described as, the river is bordered by a line of cottonwoods and willows with arrowwood, baccharis, strewbean, and mesquite covering the adjacent land." Mierens would be astounded by present-day El Paso. I'm Florence Schwein.